Mekutas Siches Chelik Yud Gimel Bamidbar Aleph. Al Posik Ish Al Digloi. This is the Torah describing the way the camps were arranged in the Midbar. It says each person under their flag in the section of the camp that they will be Ba'achas L'Beisa Ba'isus L'Beisa Ba'isam, according to their families and so on. Yachnu B'nei Yisrael. The Jewish people shall camp mineged, opposite, saviv lo'el moyed, yachnu, around, surrounding the oil moyed, they shall camp. So on this pasuk, matik Rashi, tevis mineged, Rashi quotes the word in the pasuk which says mineged, umefarish, and he explains that what it means is merochik mil, at a full meal distant from the Mishkan. That's where the camp started. Meaning the camp of the Yisraelim. K'meishanem of Yeshua, and as it says in Yeshua, Ach roche kiye b'neichem ab'neov kalpayim ama, they were traveling with the Aron. So they said, the Aron will go at the head, and the camps will follow, but they should stay distant. They should keep a distance between yourselves and the Aron for 2,000 amah, which is a mil. So we see that the term rochek referred to 2,000 amahs, which is a mil. Sheyichlu lovei b'shabbos. The reason that they kept it at one mil was so that they should be able to come to the Mishkan on Shabbos. As regards to the Tchum Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk more than a mil. Moshe v'Aaron u'bonav v'alaviyim chaynim v'samach loy, whereas Moshe and Aaron and Aaron's sons and the rest of the Leviim, they camped close by the Mishkan. They were close by the Mishkan. That's Rashi. Mitzaruch lov, and so you have to understand, Aleph, number one, Mizeh Rashi Moisef b'aschola, Pirushay Tevas Merachek, since at the Rashi quotes, where he says mineged, he says merachik at a distance. Ve'ena kaisa mineged mil, and he doesn't say mineged. What does mineged mean? About a mil distant, and he actually says the word distant. Mashma, from this we see shekavanase leirak lefarshir harichik, that he's not just simply trying to explain how distant it was. Rather, he's interpreting the word meneged as meaning distant. Ve'ena movement. So we have to understand. In the pasuk in the Teichacha where it says your life will be hanging in front of you, meaning you'll feel that your life is hanging in the balance. So over there it says meneged as well. And loy pirush Rashi klum. Rashi doesn't explain the word. What does the word meneged mean? Therefore we must say who, the reason he doesn't need to explain it by meneged is Nesha Pirush move him atzme, because everybody knows what the word meneged means. Or another alternative is that Rashi doesn't need to explain it there because he relies on the fact that he explained it over here, and therefore there's no need to explain it again over there. If so, Gamba Parsha Seinu Ein Sarach Pirush. If so, over here also there should be no need for Rashi to explain that the word mineged, what the word mineged means, because either way, oy sheyismech al zeh shekvar pirush al aposig vatelu vateshu la mineged, either he can rely on the fact that he already explained the word mineged early in the Torah in Parsha Vayera, I believe, where it says that Hagar went and she sat mineged. And over there, Rashi said, mineged means merochik, that it means at a distance. So he's already explained it. So he can rely on the fact that he's explained it over there. V'loma pirsha kanoid upon, therefore, why does he need to explain it here again? V'aldero ze kosher b'pirsh Rashi ala posik ki mineged tiras oretz. And the same question can be asked. it says, mineged tiras oretz, by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he will not be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, but rather he will see it from Neged. And over there, Rashi also says, Pirush Meneged Merochik, he says you will see it from a distance. So why does he need to explain it over there, since he's already explained it by Hagar? And so why does he need to explain it here or there by Meneged Tiras Haaretz? And if we know the pshat of the word and therefore there's no need to explain it, so then why does he explain it here? Beis. Ma choser b'parsha b'pirush pashtus aksuvim. What is the problem with the way, with interpreting this pasuk in the simple sense? Shalachem evar Rashi shir harichug, that therefore Rashi finds that he needs to explain that it's a meal away. Shabein ha'oil me'il machni Yisroel. Because now he's explaining that it's a meal away, so now he has to go further and explain why does it have to be a meal away. What needs to be explained at all? Especially over there by Hagar, where it says that she sat at a distance. Rashi doesn't say how far away she sat. Even though in the Medrash it does say that it was a meal. But Rashi doesn't feel the need to explain that it was a meal. In other words, that not everywhere where it says in the Torah the word meneged, negeleb shudashul mikra, leidah shiurei, do we need to know exactly how distant it was? So why here? Yes. Ma gimel manegele havonas pirush hakosav kan shemay shabaron abonav aluviyim chenim esamach loy. Why is it important in understanding this pasuk that Moshe and Aaron and the Levi were sitting, were camped near the Oil Moed? How is that important over here? So one might be able to answer. One may want to answer this question, that one could say that Rashi bolded Taretz me'ein stira shabaksuvin. That Rashi here is trying to explain something that appears to be contradictory in the psukim. What is that? Lefneze kosov alaviim yachnu saviv lemishkana edus. Earlier in the Pesukim it said that the Levim will camp around the Mishkan. Shavapashas kavanos hakosav leimish hayu kreivim sabit la Mishkan, which in the simple sense over there it seems to mean that the Levim were close by, around, surrounding the Oil Moed. Kam kosav, whereas over here it says mineged sabit la Oil Moed yachnu. Here it says mineged in by the Yisraelim. It says that mineged sabit. Shepirushay the saviv zeh yemerachek. Over here, the word saviv, which the Torah uses to describe where the rest of the Israelim were camped, he also says saviv. But over here, he adds mineged, so we see that saviv in this case means at a distance. So therefore, he explains what was going on. The rest of the Bnei Yisrael were distant a mil. They were close by. In other words, to resolve this, what is the meaning of saviv? Does it mean far? Does it mean close? He explains each one what it was. Avaliyef Shalema came, but you can't say that this is the reason that he brings it, because Aleph, Ba'akosav Shalefnezim Mefurish, Ba'alevim Yachnu Saviv Lamishkan, because the pasuk before it says clearly that the Levim will camp close around the Mishkan, Ubakosav Zem Mefurish Yachnu Bnei Yisrael. And over here, so in other words, that there is a clear distinction between where the Levim are camped and where the Yisraelim are camped. So it doesn't really need to explain who, you know, why some of them are far, some of them are close. There is a clear distinction in the pasuk where the Levim are camped and where the Yisraelim are camped. So I guess the question over there was not so much the word Savid, but more the... Are people close by? Are people distant? That's the general sense of the question. And the answer is clear. The Levim are close. The Yisraelim are at a further distance. Beis, another reason why this can't be the reason. Lefi zeh hastira hi b'tevav sovim. According to this question, the contradiction is, as I said before, the word sovim. Shalefnei zeh pirusha sovim mamish. Which earlier meant saviv means right around. The kampiru shemeneged merachik saviv. Here it means at a distant, but around, but surrounding. If he was trying to answer the contradiction of what saviv means, then he should have quoted the word saviv. If that's what he's trying to answer, then quote the word which is the problem, and then explain it. Gimel astira bepirush saviv ein Rashi metarza. Actually answering the contradiction in the word saviv, Dasavim mean closer, dasavim mean far. He doesn't really answer, he doesn't really address that question. He just says that they were close, they were far. But he doesn't answer why saviv here is interpreted as far and that over there it's interpreted as clear, as near. Dalid, al pasuk hanal, another reason why you can't say that this is what Rashi meant to say is because on this pasuk, ein inyan zeh ba behemshach l'mashkosav Rashi lifnei zeh. This doesn't seem to flow from what Rashi said earlier. The answering the question of what saviv means is another question that is being posed. It isn't interpreting the word mineged. So therefore, as we've said many times, that when Rashi is trying to explain two separate ideas, the pirusha shel teva achas, even if it's to explain two meanings in the same word, like tevas achodes or a number of words, he would quote the word again and give another answer on some other issue with this word. Each issue quoting the word again. Whereas in our case, but over here he doesn't quote the word mineged or saviv again in order to get to the second point, which is, does mean saviv mean far or does saviv mean close? Hey, hatam l'richuk mil sheyuchlu lavo b'shabbos. This reasoning, that the reason that they were a mil away, so that they will be able to come on Shabbos. Hatam lama lo yehoyer rochek yosem a mil. That only explains why they were not more than a mil away, because they had to be close by so that they could come for Shabbos. Through this he seems to be explaining that you would think that the Machni Yisrael should be even further than a mil away. And because we need them to be able to come to the Mishkan on Shabbos, so they could be no more than a mil away. So then we have to understand, my time at Tisuka Daitin, why would it occur to anybody, why would you think that they should be more than a meal? To which Rashi needs to answer that they can't be more than a meal in order to be able to come on Shabbos. Why would you think they should be more than a meal? Why does Rashi specify it was Moshe, it was Aaron, it was son, his sons, and the Levian? He should have simply said the Levim were camped close by the Mishkan. Shemash Meuse Kol Bnei Shevet Levi. That would have, of course, included all the Levim, including Moshe Aaron and Bonim. Uvefrat Shepshat Hamikra Mashma Shemash Kozel Lefnezer Valavim Yachnu Sabel LeMishkan Eidus. Especially that the simple meaning of the pasuk that it says, and the Levian shall be around the Mishkan, Koi Gamal Moshe Aharon Ubanav, was also referring to Moshe Aharon Ubanav, who were camped over there. Sharei Gamehim Bechlal Mashenah Nemar, Saviv LaMishkan Eidus. They are also included in what the pasuk says, that around, meaning close by the Mishkan Eidus, the Shamra Levim is Mishmeres Mishkan Eidus, and that the Levian shall guard that are in charge, they should make sure that everything is run properly. And as it says, so that includes Moshe Aharon, as it says right in the pasuk, and the ones who camped to the east of the Mishkan, Lifnei means east, Moshe Aharon, Abanav Shemim Mishmeres HaKadosh. So the reason that they're camped east is in order to be Shemim Mishmeres HaMikdash. And then when it says, the Shomer Levim is Mishmeres Mishkan Eidos, so that is obviously referring to Moshe and Aaron, about whom it says the Shomeru Mishmeres Hamikdash. So we know that Moshe and Aaron are also included in the Levim. Lefnei Mishkan Kedem Lefnei Oil Moed Mizracha, and he continues. The previous parentheses. Elo Shaloi Nifrat Adayin. But in that pasuk, since it hadn't yet, in the earlier pasuk where it says that the Levim, who are guarding the Mishmeres HaMikdash, it says it's that they should be there. including with that word, he includes Moshe V'Aaron. But since in that pasuk it doesn't yet say specifically where Moshe V'Aaron Abanav Kam, V'im Kein Achakach Parat HaKosav. And then the pasuk goes into detail. Shemoshe V'Aaron Abanav Yuma Kaimim Shebechlau, who suffered the Mishkanedis. And then the pasuk says that Moshe and Aaron Abanav, their place, which in a general sense they are camped around the Mishkan Eidus, but here he tells you more specifically Lifnei HaMishkan Kedma, that it should be before the Mishkan to the east, Lifnei Oil Meid Mizracha, so the pasuk specifies specifically on which side. But earlier in the pasuk where it says that they were camped around the Mishkan, it means them too. Bim Kein Gam Rashi Avalei Lameim Avalavim, and therefore Rashi here could have also said, and the Levim were camped close by the Mishkan. And that would have been a reference to what it says in the earlier in the pasuk that the Levim were camped before, in other words, close by the Mishkan, which includes Gam Moshe V'Aaron Abanav. And this would have included Moshe V'Aaron Abanav. And why does he have to, in the Rashi, specify Moshe V'Aaron Abanav separately from the Levim? Since from the earlier psukim, it's clear that the Levim includes Moshe V'Aaron as well. Habir b'cholze. So to explain all this, moving mekama v'kama psukim b'Torah, it's clear from a number of psukim in the Torah, shepirush teves neged hu noichach, that the meaning of the word neged means opposite. That's what the simple meaning of the word neged is. Bifnei, lifnei, yukayetzeba, in front of, before, and so on. Mizem moving gam k'shekosov. Kineged or mi neged kiyetzabai, so that since the shayrish of the word neged means opposite, so when it says kineged or mi neged, which are hapirush olderoze, it's the same general meaning of the word. She hareze oisa hateba, because it's the same shayrish, the same root word, betaisus achas meisus hashimush, and added is one of the a letter which gives it a context. In this case, it's kineged or mineged, and so on. And even though in some cases we find different meanings for the word neged, Kidlakaman, as we'll explain soon, it doesn't mean that the word mineged or kineged changes in the full sense of the word. What it means is that if you add another meaning to the word neged, it means in addition to its simple meaning, which means opposite, it also has another meaning. In this case, it has another meaning as well. Noisaf ala pirush noichach, in addition to its regular meaning, which is opposite. Masim la toichen hameduva bekroze, and that new meaning would be in accordance with what is being spoken in the context of that pasuk. Haina shenoichach sheba pasuk zeh ubaifim miyuchat, that the meaning of opposite, in this case, the opposite that they were, is in a specific way. The signon acher, in another, to say it differently, in other words, noichach hu musa kloli. The word noichach, opposite, is the general sense of the word neged. Afilu efshalayim efshaliyis rachik, but it could also be Rachik, Saviv, Aymitzad, Echad, but the word Noichach could also mean in a specific way. Like in some cases it means opposite, but at a distance. Sometimes it means around, close by. Or it could be to the side of something, and so on. V'kame mekaymes, mashmoa tzakosu, kivash, benidin zehu, rak baif, and ach, echad, ma'anau. So the word neged could include any of these meanings. So in a certain pasuk, the pasuk will specify that in this case it means at a distance, or to the side, and so on. K'mai b'kosov, Ezer k'negda, as a mashal the Rebbe brings, that in the pasuk which says, Ezer, Nasalei, will make a helpmate opposite him, meaning that when the Eivishter was ready to create Chava, he said, let's make for Adam a helpmate opposite him, Opirish Rashi. So Rashi explains over there, Zocha, if he is Zeicha Ezer, then it'll be a helpmate. Loi zochav, he's not zeicha, kenegdei li'ilochem, it'll be opposite, and meaning to be, they will be at war with each other. They will conflict with each other. Hainu, shagam kan, pirush neged, hu noichach, which means, in the regular sense, the word Kitnegdoi means opposite him. That's what the simple meaning of the word is. But in this case, we understand from the way the Pasuk phrases it, especially that it added kinegdoi, which means it takes on the sense of in conflict with. So that in this case, the word neged means, of course, there. Two people that are conflicting with each other are opposite each other. But the opposite in this case is opposite in a conflicting way rather than in a harmonious way. But it's still explaining the word connected. The word connected still retains its original meaning of opposite. So also when it says that the Yidden camped opposite the mountain, meaning Har Sinai, Rashi says that it was to the east of the mountain. Wherever the word neged is used, it means to the east. What does that mean? What Rashi is saying is not necessarily that wherever it says neged always means that it was to the east. For instance, over here in our pasuk where it says Keneged, the Jewish people were surrounding the Mishkan on all sides, not only to the east. But when the word Neged takes on the meaning also of a specific direction, Oz HaNeged Hu Noichach HaLazeh Hu Mizrach Tafke, then the word Neged in this case means a specific direction, which is always east. But it doesn't mean that always Neged means to the east. Al Pizem Muvan. So in other words, so that in the word meneged, which means before, in front of, opposite, however, sometimes it means also that this meneged means at a distance, and then in that case, it'll be not only that it means opposite, but it'll take on a new meaning as well. Ukemoi Bahagar. For instance, by Hagar, Shemufarish, Vateshulam, and Neged, Harche, Kimitachavi Keshes, where the Pasuk says she sat opposite at a distance, and it gives the amount as the shot of an arrow. Muchach, Shebe Pasuk Zepirusha Merachik. So clearly, then, the word over here, Meneged, must mean also Merachik. Then that explains why the pasuk says kimetacha ve'keshes harche kimetacha, because he's explaining what does meneged mean. How far is it? It's this following distance. Ve'imkein pirush hakosuv le'achrei zeh v'teisha meneged, and therefore when it says in the next pasuk a little bit further, it says that she sat opposite. But we already know that she was sitting at a distance. So why does the pasuk repeat that she was sitting at a distance? So Rashi says, "Shehisifa leisrachik." What the pasuk is trying to say, that she, as the child, as Yishmael, got worse and his condition worsened, she moved even further away. That's why it says again, "Mineged." So in other words, that in this case, "Mineged," in addition to being opposite, it also means at a distance and at a greater distance. So in a similar way we can understand here, Pirush Tevas Mineged Hu Lifnei Kibachol HaMekoymes. The simple meaning of the word Mineged means opposite, just like it means everywhere. Omnam Be'im Nefarshay Be'eifen Kloli Haret Tevas Emiyuseres. But if you were simply to give it the meaning, its general meaning, which means that it's opposite, so then why does the Pasuk use this word altogether? Ki Tekev HaMiyad Oymes Soviv Lo'il Me'ev Yachna, because immediately it says around the Oyel Moed they should camp. So obviously around means opposite, in the presence of. Hainu lifnei Oyel Moed, which means they were camped in front of or in the presence of the Oyel Moed. Why does it have to say neged? It says saviv already. Therefore we must say that the word mineged here, in addition to meaning opposite, which is already understood from the word saviv, it also means at a distance. That's why it has to say neged. Al pizeh muven shetzarach Rashi lefarish mirachu v'pasuk delan. Dilan. Therefore, Rashi must explain the word mineged over here, because over here it takes on the meaning of an addition to opposite, it also takes on the meaning of midrachik. Av shapirish kain lifneze v'hagar, even though he had already said by Hagar that there is cases in which the word mineged means at a distance, he still has to explain it here again. Ke'e merachik pirish hateva, because merachik is not the simple meaning of this word. It's not the given meaning of this word. Elokim shebamakim shehu muchrach mikot me'akasav, only that in certain cases where that's the only way to interpret it from the pasuk, sarach lemish yesh b'mineged zeh prat noisav zeh, that in the word mineged also takes on an additional meaning, which is at a distance. But that's not necessarily true for every mineged. B'chol makam b'fnei atzmeish yesh prat noisav rashi mefarshei. And in each place where the word neged is going to take on an additional meaning, Rashi will explain what the additional meaning means. Balder ze muchach Rashi lefarshei b'mashkosov kimineged tiras haaretz. Also, Rashi has to explain it where it says to Moshe Rabbeinu kimineged tiras haaretz. Kimashmas hakosov d'sham muchach she'ein kavanas mineged milifnei stam, because over there also the word mineged doesn't seem to have simply that you'll see it from opposite, you'll stand opposite it. Ki ein ze masim l'siyam hakosov d'sham aloy sovi, because over there it says clearly you're not going to be able to come there. So in other words, he's not going to be in the presence of, in before Eretz Yisrael. L'chein, and therefore he's going to have to see it not from close up. And therefore, in that case, we have to say again, and therefore Rashi, of course, will have to explain that over here also means at a distance. Then we understand what the pasuk is trying to say. You will see it from a distance, but you will not come, you will not be close. So therefore, mineged over there also takes on an additional meaning, which means from a distance, and that's why Rashi has to explain it, because whenever it has an additional meaning to the simple meaning of opposite, Rashi also explains what that additional meaning is. Omnam adayin ein teves mineged b'pasuk d'lan muvenes called sarka. But still, even after having answered this, the word mineged in our pasuk still needs some more explanation. Even if you explain that it means at a distance, it still seems to be superfluous. There was no need for it to say, because even that's obvious that the Machni Yisrael was not close by the Mishkan, because it already says in the Pasuk, that the Levim, they will be camped immediately surrounding the Mishkan. Therefore, if the Levim are camped close by, then obviously the Yisraelim have to be further back. So we understand already that they're not close to the Mishkan, because the Levim are in between. Therefore, in other words, that we already know that they are camped not immediately close by the Mishkan, that they're further back. So we already know that they're further back. Therefore, since the Pasuk does say it, that the neged, which means at a distance, it means not just the regular distance that you would understand on your own, but that over here it means even further. Even further than they would be just because there's the Levim in between them. And the reason why they have to be further back, even more further back, is understood. Because the pasuk says, since we want the Yisraelim are not allowed to go into the Mishkan, and therefore, so that they don't bring anger upon themselves for having entered the Mishkan illegally. Well, Pirush Rashi. So Rashi over there says, V'im lav sheyichnusu zarim ba'avidasim yiketzef. If they will try to serve or help in the Mishkan, which are not permitted to do, then there will be anger. Therefore, the Eved said, keep them at a distance. The Israelim should be camped at a distance. Laharchik Yosef Shorot Shiyachosh Luzorim B'knisa. So that it will be even further, it will discourage them even more from entering the Mishkan in a way that they're not permitted. Therefore Rashi says that the distance of which the Pasuk talks over here is not just simply the small distance that the Levium were camped in, but even further back, so that they won't go too close to the Mishkan, they'll be stay far away. So that through this, the Richok Mili emphasizes two things. Number one, Shekavonus HaKosu Bebchinus Meneged, He Sheyir Chekim Yosem HaMerchek Metzad Chaniyas HaLeviyim. First of all, to point out that the distance of which the Pasuk speaks here by saying the word Meneged means not simply the distance that the Leviyim were camped in. Ki Shevet Levi Hoyo Chaynim Rak Megimel Tzadeh HaMishkan. Because first of all, the Shevet Levi were only on three sides of the Mishkan. The Shevet Levi was the smallest of the Shvatim that had the least amount of population. Therefore, they didn't take up such a big space. So by saying that it's a mil away, that means that it's not simply the amount, the space that the Levim took up through their camp. Beis, another thing that he's pointing out, that they shouldn't be more than a mil. They should be a mil, but not more. How does Rashi know that it was only a mil and not more than a mil? Because by Yeshua, that's why he brings the proof from Yeshua that he says over there that it should be only a mil. On the other hand, how do you know that just because by Yeshua it was a meal, that over here it should also be a meal? What's the proof? Therefore, he gives us the reason why they were only a meal by Yeshua. The reason was so that they can come for Shabbos. And this reason applies here too, in the Midbar. Therefore, from there we understand. Now we understand why it should be no more than a meal. Omnam tzarech lovin, but we still have to understand. Lama hoy yibnei Yisrael yechaylim lovin la mishkan gamim hoy yirachaykim. Lama loy hoy yibnei Yisrael. Why were the Yid not able to, would they not be able to come to the Mishkan even if they were more than alpayim amah? Why? Sharei machni Yisrael hoy yimachol dalet hatzdodim. Because the camp, the Jewish camp, surrounded the Mishkan on all four sides. Umavur b'parsha seinu, kimavur b'parsha seinu, as it's explained here. Therefore, the whole Machne Yisrael in the Midbar, as they were camped, was one big city. So therefore, we know that in the city, within the city limits, there is no Tchum Shabbos. You can walk anywhere inside the city. So they could have come, even if it was more than a meal away from the Mishkan. So Vabir Bazet, so to explain this, it's already been emphasized a number of times in the various sichas on Rashi. The Rashi bepirushi al ha'Torah mefarish ha'ksuvim rak al derech ha'pshat. Rashi explains the psukim only in its simple, direct meaning. And Rashi does not, in the pshutish al-mikra, does not bring in halachas which are learned from the words and drush and so on. He doesn't address that. So we understand the gamksha may be halacha mesiyemis, that when Rashi does bring a certain halacha, he has to bring that halacha only because pshutish al-mikra somehow needs to understand this. And another thing, that the details of the halacha as they are understood in the simple, the pshat level, does not necessarily mean that they are in the simple meaning. We understand every nuance and every detail of the halacha. It's possible that we understand it on a simple level in pshutish al-mikra, and then of course when we get to halacha, where there is much more to be understood from every word and so on, and every tag. But Rashi is not going to address every single nuance and every detail, and sometimes the understanding of the halacha in the simple meaning is a little different than it is in the reality, as halacha finds its eventual psak din. So in a similar way, when it comes to tchumish, she surei mavur be pshudish al mikra. In the pshudish al mikra, where it brings the idea of tchumin, kimpirish Rashi al aposik, as Rashi explained it at the aposik al yetzeish mimkayim, that one should not leave his place. So Rashi explains, what does it mean a person shouldn't leave his place on Shabbos? Elu al payim amash al tchum Shabbos. This refers to not going outside of your space, going more than two a meal from your space, from your place. So that's how we understand tchumin in the simple meaning. You are here, you get 2,000 amas. Of course, in the halacha, it's much more nuanced. There's many details. Even though when he says mimkaymai, a person shouldn't leave his place, it doesn't necessarily mean his house or whatever. It means his city. But on the simple level, mimkaymai means your own space, your daladamas, your place, not the city in which you live. Haina mokim meishem in adam. Or maybe it doesn't mean specifically your place, but the place where people inhabit. In other words, the area which is inhabited, not necessarily your own home or your daladamas, but at least it means that at the furthest it can extend to the place where people live, the inhabited place. That's where you're not allowed to go outside of that, up to 2,000 amas. That's the simple pshat. Avalim yesh shetach gadol. But in the, now we're talking only from Shuddish or Mikra. What happens if in the middle of the city there's a very big space, an open space, where nobody lives? Shuv chal al oisei shetach ha'isur. From Shuddish or Mikra point of view, that space would now be part of outside the place where people live, therefore it doesn't fit with Mekaymai. Dal yetzi ish Mekaymai, v'asa leilach b'yesim al payim ama. And in that open space, it would be prohibited to walk in that open space, mitzad atchum Shabbos, even though not necessarily so in the final halacha, but in the pshutish al mikra, that's what it would mean. Valderos ebenidin didan, therefore, in a similar way in our case, ima yezachol amachni yisrael leviya, u'mishkan, nechsheves kir achas, although it's true that the whole camp, the Yisraelim and the Levim and the Mishkan, it's all part of one big city. Since they were situated, arranged all around the Mishkan, it was one big circle, let's say. But from the Pshutish HaMikra, it would seem that if there is a big space, empty space, uninhabited space, between the edge of the Machne, on the inside, and where the Mishkan is, that you wouldn't be permitted to go if there's more than Alpayim Amah there. Loving the Machnis Ola Mishkan, it would be prohibited to transverse that more than two Alpayim Amah to go from the edge of the camp to the Mishkan. Ella Shalafiza. So therefore, it could be no more than a meal, and then they would be able to go to the Mishkan. Ella Shalafiza Shal Pip Shudishal Mikra Geder. According to Pshutish HaMikra, as we said, Mekaymai, you shouldn't leave your place. That means a place where people are living. Ain't a moving leader, Gisa. So then we have a problem the other way. Lama hayitzarech lias lo yesem al pay mama bei machni Yisrael la mishkan kadei shiyuchu lovi b'shabbos. Why does there have to be no more than Alpayim Amah in order for the Yidin to be able to visit the Mishkan? Arei mikivin shemachn leviya haisa sabim haMishkan. Since the Leviim were also in that space around the Mishkan, uparshet shegam machn leviya haya b'chlal mekayim shel ish bnei Yisrael. Obviously, the place where the Leviim live is also should be taken as an inhabited place, and therefore, if from the edge of the Machne Yisrael to the edge of the Machne Leviya is less than a meal, so then you can extend you can move the Machne Yisrael even further out because you can measure from where the Levim are, and they certainly take up a certain amount of space. Im kenare yochlu lobe b'shabbos gamim machne Yisrael yoysim alpayim amem machne Levia. Therefore, it should be measured from the outside of the Machna Levia and not from the Mishkan itself. Which would, of course, be more than Alpayim Amma from the Mishkan. So, based on this, and since we know that the idea is to move the Yidden as far back as possible, away from the Mishkan, so that nobody wanders in there by mistake. So therefore, you would think that they would move it out as much as they can, and therefore, there's more than a mil that you can move it back. Well, Zemesayim Rashi, therefore Rashi concludes, Moshe Aaron Ubonav Alevim Chayinim B'Samach Loi, that it was Moshe Aaron Ubonav that were in that area. Hainu, by this he means to say, Shaloi Rak Alevim Klolos HaShevet Chonu B'Samach LeMishkan, that it wasn't only the Levim that the general Shevet that were close to the Mishkan, Lagam Moshe Aaron Ubonav. But you have to remember that Moshe and Aaron Ubonav were also part of that. Ubahem, and in regards to them, Hare Mufurish Tekev Lekaman Sheheim V'rakheim Chonam Etzadam Mizrach Shalom Mishkan. And since we will soon know that only Moshe and Aaron and his sons were on the east side of the Mishkan, it was only those three families. on the east side, v'chol shar nevim chonu b'shar gimel atzdodim, and all the other levim were on the other three sides, not on the east side. V'im kein, hare b'tzadam mizrach lo yehayev shaliz machne Yisrael rochek ma mishkan yesem alpayim amma. Therefore, since the camp which Moshe and Aaron and his sons took up was only a very small distance, and therefore from that side, on the east side, the Yidden would have to be no more than alpayim amma. Because what does a few tents over there take up? It doesn't take up much. So therefore, on the east at least, they could be no more than Alpayim Amma. Levad ma'aportu shetav so'el Moshe v'Aaron Abonav, except besides for that small area that the tent of Moshe, Aaron and his sons took up. Mekiv and shemitzad ha-mizrach. Hoye mochrech li'yizken et sims. On the east side at least, it could be no more than a meal. Therefore, they're not going to make a difference. On this side, it should be a mil. On this side, it should be 1.2 mil, and so on. And therefore, they just arrange the camp equally, that everybody is a mil away. So that's why Rashi adds Moshe and Aaron Ubonav separately, because they were on the east side. That explains why it was no more than a mil, when on the other three sides, it could have been technically, theoretically, it could have been more than a meal. Vav, ha'iro l'chol echad v'echad b'pirush Rashi v'pirush Rashi d'lon. What is the lesson to all of us from this Rashi? Toivim l'chol echad v'echad b'nei Yisrael. The Torah demands from every Yid, she'ol of lo'i rak l'kayim eskol ha'mitzvah d'oraisa v'd'rabbanan v'asyogin, that every Jew is required not only to keep all the mitzvah d'oraisa and the Rabbanan and all the fences and so on. Elo gam sheyiyu kol masecha l'shem shamayim. Even more than that, everything that you do should be for the sake of Hashem. Be'od yoyser, and even more than that, b'chol derchecha de'eyu. Not even everything that you do, but everything that is your life should be l'shem shamayim. Dahaynu shegam kol inyonei reshush she'oyse b'chol zman. That means that everything that you do at any time, even your personal things, yichdurim avodas Hashem, should be inculcated. They should all be permeated by avodas Hashem. Omnam yesh tayinim shekosha dovim emayid. But some might say that this is very difficult. Bishleimah b'shabbos v'yomtiv. I can understand Shabbos and Yomtiv. V'chein da a holy time. V'chein bezmanei atayre v'atfila, or at a time when you're learning a davening v'yomay sachel, even during the weekdays. Sheim bedugmas Shabbos v'yomtiv. When you're learning a davening, that is a time which is similar to Shabbos Yom Tov. It takes on holiness. Shapnuyim oz me'inyonim gashmin. That's when you're free from material involvement. Efshaliyah is toichei rotzuf ava. Then you can have that you're completely you're taken by a love of Hashem, v'oisik ba'avedas Hashem, and that you dwell under avodas Hashem. Avuk she'oskim binyanim gashmim, But when a person is involved in the material things, Eichef Shel Kaimzeis, how do you get completely taken by a feeling of Avas Hashem, and service of Hashem? Al Zeh Bar Remez B'Pirish Rashi. So to this Rashi comes and alludes to us. Lama Hoya Machne Rochek B'Mishkan Rakal Payim Amo. Why was the Mishkan only 2,000 away, 2,000 amas away from the camp? Kedei sheyuchu lavi b'Shabbos, so that the Yidden should be able to come on Shabbos. Mitam zehoye kein tomid, and for this reason, because the Yidden have to be able to come there on Shabbos, the camp can be no further away any time during the week, the whole week. Av sheshayach zeh rak b'Shabbos v'yom tosh. Even though this problem of being no more than a meal away only applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov, still it was always that way. Shemizeh haremez, this is the hint. Shemitzad kamei, shamatzav kamei shehu b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov, that the situation as it is on Shabbos v'Yom Tov nimshach mashpia gam b'shar yomeis hashana. This continues and therefore has its influence not only on Shabbos v'Yom Tov but every day of the week. V'akavona b'zeh, meaning to say shemadreges haktusha she'odem eimen b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov, that level of Kedusha that you are stand in on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Nimsheches v'neisenes koyach b'inyanei mayis hachoil, also continues and therefore gives koyach, gives you the ability to be able to maintain this also during the weekdays. So kol hashana of the whole year, shegam oz yir chodar avodas Hashem, that even then you should be permeated by avodas Hashem, just like by the machne, it was no more than a meal, because this is something that is needed on Shabbos. So this is how it is the whole year. That's how it is always. Uba remez bepirush Rashi bekeshel l'shir asmichus v'akiruv shel machne Yisrael. So Rashi tells us in regards to the how close the machne Yisrael should be to the Mishkan. Ki haMishkan hu makom ulchan liyis makrivim b'karbonos. What is the Mishkan? The Mishkan is the place where you serve Hashem. You bring karbonos. That's where Hashem dwells. This, of course, alludes to every yid's avodas Hashem in his life. And through your avodas Hashem, every mitzvah brings you closer and makes you one with Hashem. Umeramez Rashi Shaifna Kiru Vachulu Shayeshne Lod Machni Sola Kadosh Baruch Hu Mishkan B'Yom Shabbos. And therefore, what this is saying is the type of kiruv, closeness that a yid has, the yid is the Machni Yisrael, has to the Eibishter, which is represented by the Mishkan. What as it is on Shabbos, Oisei Yakiruv, that same closeness can be experienced, can also be happen, Nimshach Gam B'Yemeis HaChol, can also be drawn into the rest of the week. Shetamid Yeh Karev Karev El Hashem, that Yid should always be close to Hashem. Not only when you're doing Aveda, not only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but even in the weekdays when you're doing ordinary things, just like the Machni Yisrael had to be no more than a meal from the Mishkan, even though this only pertained to Shabbos. But that's what it's telling us, that even during the week, this applies as well.